Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bill Schley is here, too. Bill's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and the co-founder of Brand Team 6, author of a bunch of books, including The Unstoppables, including The Microscript Rules, including Why Johnny Can't Brand, and he's one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. He's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jim, every day.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you back.
Yeah.
So, Bill, I've been around branding since before most of my audience was born. And a long time, decades and decades and decades. And I've seen a lot of things come and go, but in when you boil it right down to the fundamentals, and I do believe we need to never lose sight of fundamentals, even the 21st century. When you boil it down to the fundamentals, right. Has anything about branding really changed?
No. What's changed is the medium. So you know, like social media and digital and all those things, those mediums change, but the message can never change.
But those aren't fundamentals. Those are delivery methods.
Yeah. Well, the technology changes every day, but humanity never does.
Right.
So when people get all bent out of shape nowadays, oh, they don't have digital media. They've got to have all this, search engine optimization. All these things keep changing and changing, and they think they have no idea branding's all changed. Branding hasn't changed at all. Branding is, you have to buy this product, get this benefit. You've got to show me something that makes my life better. It either takes away pain or makes my life better in some way. It's never, ever going to change because human beings don't change. Well, but, you know, what's happening is, you forgot that we're, look, Jim, you and I are both crusaders for, we're brand crusaders, right, you and I. We are crusaders for truth. And we're crusaders against all this new fake branding stuff that's coming out. But we believe in basic differentiation, differentiating your brand. Unless you differentiate, unless you say there's a difference between me and somebody else, you don't have a brand, right?
Well, and
no principles.
And the thing to remember is something that I've been talking about now for all these years. The more it comes back, what you're saying, what your point you're making, Nesbitt said this 40 years ago. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. He just made your point because you and I both know, as I say in my new book, The Third Ingredient, 100 years from now, our world will be completely digital, but we'll still be the same analog humans.
We'll still be humans. Let's get right down to it then.
Branding will be the same 100 years from now.
Well, you know why? Because people have, what a brand has to do is show me a difference that's going to make my life better in some small way. It doesn't have to be a big way. It can be the smallest way in the world, okay? If you can make something stream 5% faster, you can have a billion-dollar company. So the brand is a difference. It makes my life better in some way. And the thing is, and it either takes away pain or it gives me an advantage I didn't have before. And it's that simple.
What you just said, the foundation under almost everything you just said, the foundation of that is trust. Isn't the fundamental of branding trust?
Well, it's trust, but that's why, that gets in one other thing. That's why word of mouth is so important. Because word of mouth, you see, all our little phones that we hold in our hands, they're just word of mouth machines, which is a 50 million year old medium the cavemen's invented. The cavemen invented word of mouth, right?
That's right.
And now we're holding word of mouth machines. So what's great about those is you get someone you know or you trust calls you up and says, oh, you got to try that restaurant. And that takes away trust right up front, the problem, because you talk to someone you know and you believe.
There's research that shows that people believe they're 70% more likely to believe when someone they don't know, but a regular person, but somebody they don't know recommends something than they are to believe some message of a company.
Because a reference or a testimony from someone you know instantly separates you from 10 billion other human beings on this earth that you don't know.
So what you're saying is branding can't just tell. It has to transfer. It has to be portable. It has to move from one to another, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. So here's the first thing. If you don't have a testimony from someone, your branding has to create trust over a long period of trial and error. In other words, your brand is just an invitation to say, my car is going to work the way I say it does. Try my car. That's what the brand is supposed to do, an invitation. But the brand happens in someone's head when the product really performs. And if you perform over time again and again and again, people begin to trust you. That's the long way, and that's what you have to do. But the shorter way is make sure that your messaging, like you say, is something that's easy for people to remember and repeat to others. Because if they like that product, then they will tell 10 other people. And and if you give them a little word, tell them, like, it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar, or it melts in your mouth, not in your hand. That's what you give them, and that's what they tell their friends. So it's the same thing. It always comes down to trust. But you got to have a brand that's good enough so people want to give you repeat business, and they want to tell others. And that part has also never changed. Just now we have these word of mouth machines in our hands. We can tell 50. We can tell 5,000 people.
That's the difference. Only difference. It's not the message.
Yeah.
It's the delivery method of the message.
Well, the delivery. No, but the message. No, the message never changes.
That's right.
The message.
The difference is not the message.
Story.
The difference is how it
the
gets
greatest,
delivered.
That's the difference. But the message part is the same and will never change. And that is you've got to appeal to one of the 8 human wants. And this is what the old brand titan guys figured out. The 8 human wants. You got to make my life better. And you don't have to have focus groups and blind tests in 9 cities to figure out the 8 human wants, okay? And you can write these down. The folks staying at home, sitting at home. Here it is. Everybody wants to be healthier. Everybody wants to be stronger. Everybody wants to be safer. Everybody wants to be smarter. Everybody wants to be richer. There's only 3 more. Everybody wants to be more attractive. Everybody wants to be more secure. And everybody wants to be more successful.
So find a way to wrap your brand around all of one of those 8. You're golden. Hold on to that thought. Bill, I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, yeah. It's brandteam6.com.
Brandteam6.com. Quick break. Right back. Bill Schley, we got more to come after this break. Stay with us.
Until it's gone, and I found out
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.